In recent weeks, the talk on both freshwater and saltwater fishing has been the Revo Reel, and Gary Morgel is with me today from Berkeley. You guys can't keep up with this thing, man. This is going crazy, Gary. You've got tons and tons of people wanting this new reel, and rightfully so. They're wanting it because it's very, very good.
You know, that's very true. We've tried to create a reel that is what people really want, not just what we want it to build, but really one of our core principles is the angler is our boss. And when they have told us the features and the benefits that they're looking for, we have actually listened. Years back, for those of us that have been in the business for a while, remember when Abu Garcia used to have a very dominant market share in the low-profile business with the 521 XLT, not to date myself too far back, but we kind of took our eye off the ball for a while, and we have got back in the game with the Revo, and we're very excited about bringing new Revos to the market that customers have asked unique features be put on them that we missed the first time around. So we have a new generation that'll be coming shortly.
Well, I guess the first thing is when you hit the marketplace with the Revo, the talk number one was very good, and you know, you went from just the basic Revo with great price points to, you know, to the ST and some of the other models. But the pros were just saying great things about it. And then when the public got to get involved with them, they said the same things. And then it drove sales through the ceiling. But then you guys didn't rest on your laurels. You've come out with a Premier Series. You've got an inshore model that's specific to that. And I'll have you talk about that a little bit. But then on top of that, you know, you guys are still sitting there looking for the next thing for the years in the future, I would think, as well.
No, that's very true. Let me just share a little bit of our passion about this industry with your listeners. A lot of our customers were taking our Revos and were fishing in the Gulf, Florida with them, and you know they were taking really good care of them, and there were some attributes that they wanted that didn't exist in the present Revos. Like one of the things was saltwater fish and freshwater fish are very different in the way they approach their life cycle. Freshwater fish, when you land one, they'll fight for a little bit, and then they'll say, okay, I'm yours, take me. But a saltwater fish, no matter if it is 6 inches long, does not want to come in. So one of the features that our anglers have asked us for is a powerful drag. So what we've created in the inshore is we've created a drag system that is, in some cases, twice as powerful as our competitors, but without doubt more powerful than any competitor of a reel of its type in the market. And along with that, we've included not only a standard long-distance throw handle, but a power grip handle too, so that when you want to crank that drag down to bring that fish in, you have the power and the leverage to do it. So we're very excited about the Revo Inshore. It's made out of a totally unique material that we have never used in production before. Most companies right now are manufacturing reels out of two major alloys, one being magnesium, which has a tendency to be quite expensive. Although it's light, it does have the tendency for significant corrosion and degradation if there are any scratches or mars to it. It has to be protected very well, especially in salt water. Whereas we have a new alloy that's called X-Croftic alloy. And we've run it through tests. And I have an actual sample in my office of one that we've run through 188 hours of salt spray where there is virtually no corrosion from the salt. And we're rolling that new alloy into our inshore reel. So not only will it be stronger, it'll also be tougher. An additional feature it has the widest range of drag settings of any reel in its class, almost twice as large of a range as most of our competitors. It'll come in a right and left-handed, so depending on your choice, as far as that goes, those will be available. And So we're looking forward to bringing that inshore to our anglers that are really into the saltwater end of the business. Now, the other person is that person that fishes from the time the sun comes up till the time the sun goes down. And they are looking for a lightweight reel. And for that angler, we've developed the Revo Premier. And the Revo Premier is the absolute lightest aluminum frame reel that we can find in the market. It weighs about 6.3 ounces, and it is not magnesium. It is aluminum, so you don't have to worry about the possibility of the problems you might have with magnesium. And the fun part about this is it is priced almost $100 less than what a magnesium reel would be of its comparable quality. So you've got a reel for a lot of anglers that's as light as a feather. They can throw spinnerbaits all day. And the other one, we've got a Power Master in the Revo Inshore for our saltwater anglers.
You look at that lineup now, you know, and Abu's been around for a long time. The round reel is what we always remember. But, you know, you've got a lineup now that kind of fits everybody's niche and with price points that are attractive to everybody.
Well, you know, we like to look at us as ourselves as a technology-leading company. And as we learn about our reels, and we don't really stop developing our products, like the inline Revos are going to be even better than this year's Revos because we've learned some things. We've learned that, hey, you know, we need to put a stronger stainless steel shaft in there, so we're doing it. We found this great new alloy. We're going to be rolling that down through all of our production in the fall of this year. So all of our new Revos, even the existing models, the S, the STX, and the SX, will even be better next year for the angler.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. And I, you know, been around Berkeley a long time, and one of the things I know is the technology is always there. You guys are always, you know, doing testing and checking to see not only what the fish and how they react to baits and that kind of stuff, but in your Abu line and rod line and everything else with Fenwick, you're doing everything you can to make them better each and every time.
You know, and we try and live by five main principles in our company. And one of our five key operating principles is the angler is our boss. So we're very fortunate that we have a lot of interaction with the pros, and they can put our products through the ultimate stress test because there's nobody that fishes harder than a guy that depends on it for his living. So they put our products to the ultimate test, give us the feedback we need to make it better, and we have a great product innovation staff that takes that and develops it into a benefit for the angler so that it can make, you know, their passion even more enjoyable for them.
Well, Gary, as usual, you know, I'm going to get to see, I think, at ICAST, and, you know, Berkeley will be there in force, I know that, and I'm very excited to see the new products and what you're going to bring to the table there, but if they're anything like the first Revos, I know they're going to be fantastic, spectacular, and I appreciate you spending time with us here today.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to visit with all your listeners, and we want to thank every one of them that has bought a Revo from us and invite all the rest of them to go to their local retailer or outlet and check out our new Revos.
Thanks for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Terry.